sonobuoy effectively, you must be able to detect the sounds produced by a submarine. This isn't always easy, since modern submarines are designed to make very little noise. Furthermore, you must pick out the sub-signals from the background noise which is heard over any underwater listening system. This background noise is produced by water surging around the hydrophone, by waves breaking on the surface, and by similar water disturbances. Water noise has no definite pitch or rhythm. Over the expendable radio sonobuoy, it sounds like this. The sounds made by surface craft and by submarines usually have either a marked rhythm or a distinct pitch. Therefore, these sounds stand out from the water noise. The sounds from a submarine, and these are the sounds in which you are especially interested, may be caused by the propellers, by the main driving machinery, and to a lesser degree, by operation of auxiliary equipment. Listen first to the sound of a submarine's propellers. Note that these propeller sounds have a definite rhythm and can be easily counted. Now you'll hear the whine of the driving machinery. The operation of auxiliary equipment aboard a sub produces certain characteristic sounds. In the next example, you will hear the intermittent sounds produced by power operation of the bow and stern planes. Often you will hear machinery sounds and propeller beats together, as in the following example. On this record, you have heard underwater sounds picked up by the expendable radio sonobuoy. On the records which follow, you will hear more detailed examples of sounds from submarines, surface craft, and miscellaneous sources.